This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. As the United States approaches the devastating milestone of nearly 300,000 dead due to the coronavirus pandemic, help is on the way. Help in the form of ultra-cold vaccine vials that left the Pfizer facility in the state of Michigan Sunday and have made their way to regional distribution centers. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, which was the first to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, ushers in the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. The shots are expected to be given to healthcare workers and nursing home residents beginning Monday. Federal officials say the first shipment of Pfizer's vaccine will be staggered, arriving in 145 distribution centers Monday, with another 425 sites getting shipments Tuesday, and the remaining 66 on Wednesday. Doses of the vaccine, co-developed by German partner BioNTech, are given out based on each state's adult population. Then the states decide where they go first. In the western state of California, where healthcare workers will be among the first to be vaccinated, state health officials are prioritizing hospitals that have adequate storage capacity, serve high-risk populations, and have the ability to vaccinate people quickly. The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday that several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Agencies breached include the Treasury Department and the Commerce Department. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the hack in what U.S. media is calling one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating. The extent of the intrusion, a motive, or whether other agencies were affected were not immediately known. This is VOA News. In a matter of hours, U.S. electors will cast their votes to formally certify Democrat Joe Biden as the country's 46th president. The day before the Electoral College vote certification, incumbent President Donald Trump continues to falsely claim he won re-election last month. The president told media outlet Fox News on Sunday, "It's not over." This even as dozens of court challenges have been decided against the president's claims that he was defrauded out of another 4 years. President Trump adding his team will keep fighting and they have multiple local cases they are litigating. After the Electoral College meets on Monday, President-elect Biden is expected to make an evening address from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. He's expected to speak about the strength and resiliency of the democracy, according to a statement from his transition team. Niger voted in long-delayed municipal and regional elections Sunday. The vote comes a day after local officials say an attack by the Boko Haram jihadist group claimed at least 27 lives. The attack also happening 2 weeks ahead of a landmark presidential election. The vote had been postponed repeatedly because of jihadist attacks in parts of the poor Sahel country, notably in the southeastern Diffa region where Saturday's assault occurred. Many parts of the West and Southeast have suffered since 2015, preventing people from registering to vote, according to the National Electoral Commission. The Venezuelan government says 14 bodies have been found after a ship carrying migrants wrecked. The vessel was said to be bound for Trinidad and Tobago. The government said in a statement that 11 bodies were found by a Coast Guard patrol Saturday afternoon. Then three more were found washed ashore. Preliminary information suggested that the boat left December 6th with more than 20 people on board. Venezuelan opposition deputy Robert Alcala, who represents Sucre State, said that the migrants' departures to Trinidad often use precarious boats loaded with too much weight. Venezuela has been crippled by a political and economic crisis, causing runaway inflation, long lines for fuel, shortages of water and gas, and power cuts. The UN estimates that more than 5 million Venezuelans have left their country since 2015 because of the crisis, about 25,000 of whom have fled to Trinidad and Tobago. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. And don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app for the latest news. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.